I never underestimate the PAP. I think the PAP and Mr. Shanmugam are formidable opponents. We must treat them with respect. We feel that Nee Soon is a very important constituency. It is helmed by a minister who initiates laws. It is helmed by a minister who makes sure that these laws are implemented. And in a sense, it is important, it is an important battle to bring to this constituency. It defines and determines the kind of contest that we will have in the other constituencies that we are going to as well. We felt that it will have a ripple effect, and which is why we had to bring our party leadership into the contest here. Mr. Shanmugam will try to win on his familiarity, that the voters here know that it is Mr. Shanmugam. So that is the kind of incumbency that we are fighting against. But the fact is, Mr. Shanmugam cannot be in all the wards. Nee Soon is a very big GRC. He cannot be in all the wards. There can only be one Shanmugam. There cannot be five Shanmugams. Whereas we here in Red Dot United, we are a team. We always work as a team. That is the kind of ethos that we bring to the residents of Nee Soon GRC. Which is why we say, give us the mandate. We think we can make Nee Soon or Yishun better.
Last night, we launched our manifesto. It is not filled with slogans. It is a serious proposal to rebuild our social contract, to restore dignity to our seniors, protection for our workers, and fairness for every Singaporean. Because today, Singapore is a high-cost society, and families are feeling the pinch. Rising housing prices, soaring healthcare bills, stagnant wages. Seniors are skipping treatments. Parents are worried about their children's future. Workers retraining again and again and again with no clear path to a secure, good-paying job. Why? Because we have built an economy that prioritizes growth over human well-being. We believe in growth with equity. That means growing for the people, not just for the numbers. That means supporting SMEs, valuing work, not just elite jobs, and ensuring that productivity gains lead to higher wages and not just higher profits. The real question isn't how much we grow, but who gets to benefit from that growth. These aren't just policies. They're a promise to build a Singapore that doesn't run efficiently, but lives humanly. A Singapore that doesn't just belong to the powerful, the billionaire class, but to everyone. A Singapore where you, your parents, your children, and myself are treated not as digits in a data sheet, but as citizens in your own country.